Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, this is Don Fluckinger on site in Chicago at RSNA 2013. I'm here with Ben Brown, Vice President of Research for KLAS Enterprises, and he's recently authored two market research reports, one on VNAs, Vendor Neutral Archives, and the other on PACS, Picture Archiving and Communication Systems. So we wanted to ask him about some of the trends that he's seeing at this show. Thanks for joining us today, Ben.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So I guess, first of all, what has your research found on the VNA front?
A number of things that we found on the research side for VNAs is that providers are looking for more efficiencies from an imaging and storage standpoint, but they're also looking to improve the continuum of care. And patients are windows, or images are the windows into patients. And so for years and years, images have been stored in different siloed systems, radiology PAC systems, cardiology PAC systems, oncology systems, et cetera, et cetera. And so instead of using multiple silos, providers are looking for an enterprise archive or a VNA to store those images in a single place.
Is meaningful use driving this? Because, you know, stage two is starting next year, there's patient engagement, and there's also some special sauce for radiology. Or is this just the evolution of radiology IT in general? What do you think?
So I think there is a little bit of influence, but I think it's more driven around, less around radiology, because this is more of a, VNAs are more of an enterprise play, which includes radiology, and radiology has long been one of the adopters of technology in healthcare. So they're absolutely influencing it, because so much of the imaging happens in radiology. But radiologists and imaging informaticists are setting the strategy and direction for a lot of plans around vendor neutral archives for how radiological images will be tied and used with oncological images, cardiovascular images, even pathology images. We're seeing a lot of interest in that area as well.
And is there any need, do you think, for HIPAA compliance driving VNAs, where a health system wants to standardize on one platform so they can secure it and run audit logs on who's accessing the images and so on and so forth? Or is that not as much of a factor that you found?
Yeah, I think security and HIPAA compliance are kind of table stakes in the industry today. It's an important checkbox. Just like interoperability and adhering to DICOM and IHE standards. So I believe providers and IT executives expect that to be a part of any system. And most of the vendors that are working in this space are very thoughtful around how they develop HIPAA compliance audits, audit trails, and security. Security enablement of those types of solutions.
So what's the market intel on PACS systems? From what I'm hearing, a lot of folks think that it's mature technology that's getting kind of long in the tooth.
That's a fair way to put it. The PACS market in North America is clearly saturated, and providers that are trying to move towards an accountable care model are hoping to find new ways to deliver outcomes and quality care at a lower cost. And today, most of the PAC solutions are built to really help efficiency, so speed and image quality. But more and more tools are being developed, and the vendors that are spending lots of R&D resources innovating their platforms, what it can do, how they can collaborate, additional bells and whistles, functionality that's innovative and can really help patient care, are getting more attention and typically more investment from their current customers.
One of the speakers at the informatics session yesterday that I thought was great, I don't know if you went to it or not, but he told me after that the RIS, the Radiology Information System, sort of started out in the 90s and then sort of almost faded away in the early 2000s. Sort of the PACS took over what the RIS was doing, but now because of several different factors, you know, meaningful use or just a general desire to integrate imaging with the EMRs and sort of open up imaging to physicians and patients, the RIS is making a big comeback from the dead and sort of supplanting PACS, you know, as they hook up RIS to VNAs. Does that ring true to you, considering the research you did for the PACS paper?
So I think the functionality that a RIS can deliver from a scheduling and reporting perspective is critical, is an important piece of the radiology workflow. I don't think that RIS is going to supplant PACS. The trend that we've seen in North America is EMR vendors that have an integrated RIS typically will get that business because they want a single longitudinal patient record, and they want the workflow and all the discrete data elements to be part of the EMR. So on the hospital side, that's clearly a trend. In the outpatient market, an integrated RIS PACS or RIS and a PACS probably makes a lot more sense. And we see fewer hospitals in North America considering an integrated RIS PACS from a PACS vendor, whereas we see it very common that a hospital will pick their EMR and a RIS from a Epic, a Cerner, sometimes a Meditech, or sometimes even a Siemens. But that's been the case. There are a few exceptions. GE's got quite a few customers with their RIS IC product and their PACS. But most net new buying decisions today are leveraging the RIS from the EMR, that ancillary application, and going with a third-party PACS or an integrated PACS like, say, a Cerner has. But most of them come from the third-party PACS.
Well, my last question, what was the most surprising finding in either one of the papers, the one on VNA and the other on PACS? Something you were maybe not looking to find, but the data turned up?
I think one of the surprises was Dell showed up really well in our VNA study, and it was a little bit of a surprise because Dell has a cloud-based offering that they can put applications into the cloud, so they're interoperable in that their acquisition of Insight One allows them to sell a DICOM archive, an enterprise DICOM archive. Or they can work with an Acura or a Teramedic or a Mach 7 and put their applications in the cloud if so desired. And so customers that are using Dell for their image archive and redundancy and backup have been very pleased. But the industry has also been very pleased with what Merge has been able to deliver, Acura and Teramedica, and many of the PACS vendors that have been trying to mature and develop their archive into more of a vendor-neutral platform, like say a McKesson or a GE or a Philips, have still got some work to do before the industry really feels that their archives are mature enough to kind of compete with some of those other archives that have had a little bit more of a proven track record.
All right. Well, this has been great stuff and very informative. Thank you so much for your time today.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.